Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready!
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
It's 8:34, and I didn't do this on purpose. It just came up. Billy Idol, it's his birthday today.
It is?
James, how old did we say Billy Idol was today? 66, I think? I can't remember, but it is his birthday. I was a huge Billy Idol fan in high school.
I heard that, and I can't remember either how old he was.
Yeah, I think it was 66. Hmm. I actually saw him perform when I was in high school. I think it was at the Aragon Ballroom in Chicago.
Yeah.
And he came out after the show naked. I think he was drunk, and
awesome.
He was like in the balcony going, "Run!" I was 16 years old, and it kind of scarred me for life.
No, yeah. It did not. You loved it.
Like,
you thought, that is awesome. Yeah, he's 66. And you know what? Like, I guess I didn't ever really know exactly what he looked like.
Uh-huh.
And he's in the movie The Wedding Singer.
Oh, is
he? The Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, I guess,
like, he's at the part,
yeah.
The spoiler alert. This movie's from the 90s, so watch it. He's on the airplane at the end of the movie. And I didn't actually think it was him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I watched the movie a couple of times, and they keep calling him Billy Idol. I'm like, oh, they got some guy playing Billy Idol. Because I didn't know what he looked like, for real. I just knew it was spiky blonde hair. And I guess it was actually him.
That's Chris Ranji, by the way.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Gentlemen. Sorry about
hello.
That. I'm just talking. And
random voice.
Who was this guy?
And Amy Marks, of course.
Oh, hello. You know, Billy Idol headlined Lou Fest a few years ago.
Did he?
It was the best Lou Fest ever. We had the Killers, the National, I'm trying to think of all the bands. It was the best Lou Fest of all time.
Well, when I was a freshman in high school, I had just gotten MTV, and White Wedding, the video, came on, and I just, my jaw dropped, and I was like, I love you.
Uh-huh.
He was so cool. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, we digress. Sorry, everyone. Here's my other question of the day. Is it Omicron or Omicron? Because yesterday, when it first came out, I was saying Omicron.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was corrected by men who have been in fraternities who say, no, it's Omicron. I said, okay. And then we have a person who works in this building who speaks Greek, and he said, no, it's Omicron. And now I've noticed it's all over the place.
It's Omicron.
I think that's what Dr. Stephen Lawrence of WashU said yesterday. I think he said Omicron.
It's Greek alphabet, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you say Omega?
Right. But I guess
Omega.
You don't say Omega.
If you were in a fraternity and had to memorize the Greek alphabet, I guess for some reason you memorized it as Omicron. I don't know why.
I mean, because you're in a stupor.
Okay,
for 4 years.
So officially then I'm going to say Omicron because it makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but on a serious note, the CDC yesterday recommending that everyone 18 and older get that additional booster shot after completing your first course of two. They earlier this month encouraged boosters for only those 50 and above, adding that people ages 18 and above could get the additional dose. But now they're saying everyone should, because we don't know what Omicron is going
right.
to do. Amy, is this changing your daily habits? Do you feel, you know, because we go through these periods mm-hmm. where you kind of feel like things are getting back to normal and then bam, new variant.
I know. It's not changing my daily habit because in the United States, 99.9% of all cases are still Delta. And I wanted to get the booster as soon as I could anyway. And so, you know, just because Delta's out there, I want to get the booster. And what's interesting is my 6 months will be up right around the middle of the holidays and the Christmas season. And that changes my behavior more than the news of Omicron, because I'm thinking, you know, if you're going to be all around all those people and all those parties, you may as well get your booster a few weeks early. Now that I think we can, I should be able to, I'm hoping. I guess we'll find out. And so that would be the one thing I'm going to do, because the key is we don't know. I mean, you look at Omicron and it's a giant question mark across the globe. Mm-hmm. We just don't know. And you don't want to push people into fear-based action. You know, it's smart to get boosted anyway, because I think we've played the fear card so many times that warnings are starting to ring hollow.
And I don't think they're doing that. I don't think they're instilling fear when they talk about it. I mean, they're saying, look, we don't know yet. Mm-hmm. This could be a problem, but we don't know. And if you're listening to what experts are telling us now, it's basically that. We need to be paying attention to this. Not, oh my God, here it comes, we're all in trouble. It's, we could have some problems here over the next several weeks or couple of months, so let's be careful, let's be diligent. And I think that's the right message, and hopefully people are taking it that way. And it is probably a good idea for you, I would assume, to get that done in the next week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I need to figure out what I'm supposed to do, because I think I was a little ahead of the curve on these.
You're awesome, because you are a smorgasbord.
I know. Yeah, so I got the Johnson shot in March. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend who's a pharmacist in town, and back in July, he said, hey, we are throwing away multiple Moderna shots per day. He knew when I got boost, or when I got my first vaccine, and he said, just come get a Moderna. They're probably going to start making you do it anyway. So this was the end of July. So I got a booster at the end of July. I assume I'm okay for another couple of months, but I don't know.
And you can get it. It's no, if you need a booster. I literally made an appointment at the CVS at Schnucks.
No questions asked.
No questions asked. Yeah. You can just get it.
Good.
So I got my shot and I did some shopping and all as well.
Yeah. Well, I know that's why I feel like Amy is cutting the line.
No, not at all.
It's like 2 weeks early, but I hopefully that's not an ordeal for anyone.
I don't see it that way. Like, if you're willing to do it, there are so many people who are not. If you're willing to do it, then take advantage.
Yeah. We have to take a break here and check traffic and weather. But I thought this was interesting because we've been talking about why are people not getting their shots. Some of it's tribalism. Some of it's politics. Some of it's misinformation. But I was reading, you know, that Dear Marilyn Vos Savant woman.
She's still
or whatever.
Alive?
She is, yeah.
That's
I was
amazing.
Oddly reading Parade
from
magazine.
St. Louis?
Yes.
Is she from St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, the smartest woman person ever.
Yeah. Anyway, she was on Letterman.
This is really interesting. She says one reason may be underestimated. In the past, real life injections were never shown on TV or in print. Now the sight of needles piercing arms is everywhere. This is sure to increase the fear of needles suffered by up to 25% of the population, and the fear is intense. I thought, that's interesting, because every time you turn on the TV, they just show all this file footage of people getting shots. I suppose
interesting.
That's a possibility.
I guess.
Although, get over it and get your shot.
Yes, grow up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your home of the Cardinals.
That ball is going to get down for a Redbird winner.
Billikens.
Yes, it's good. At the buzzer, it's good.
And Chiefs.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
America's sports voice, KMOX.
It is 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ronji. It is overtime, round two. And since we just heard we're America's sports voice, let's talk about that money we're getting from the Rams. I found out that we settled. Remember, right before the Thanksgiving break, we were not settling, man. We were going all the way to court. And then I was at my mom's checking Twitter and, oh, I guess we settled. So we had that. It was less than a week after negotiators for the NFL, Rams, and local governments agreed to $790 million. That is the settlement for the lawsuit over the team's relocation to Los Angeles. A new round of negotiations has yet to start. Mayor Jones said Monday those talks have not started and there's no pre-existing formula on how any settlement to this lawsuit would be divided between the three plaintiffs. So I think a lot of people, Amy, have been a little concerned, first of all, about how's this money going to be spent anyway? Are we going to see any benefit in the community? But now we haven't even decided how we're going to split it amongst the St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and the Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority.
Right. And I think the three parties, well, I would assume they would throw their weight around saying this is why we should get more. Some have looked at the history of St. Louis County originally. Considered not even to be in the lawsuit because they didn't want any part of the new Riverfront Stadium. And so there is a gag order currently with this settlement, so you don't know how it's going to be split up. You just know that the leaders did decide the wise decision would be to settle. Mayor Jones said, hey, this has been going on since 2017. You go to court, there's no guarantee you're going to get any money. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page said all of his advisors and experts were saying probably wise to take the money. But I have talked to zero people who feel super positive that the money will be spent wisely and effectively. Ben Fredrickson of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch did bring up an interesting point, though. He said you could look to L.A., for a little bit of guidance on how to spend the money, because after the Olympics, there was some surplus money after 1984, and they invested in youth sports in the community, and that money has continued to grow, that investment, and they've grown youth sports. So something like that would be great, but there are a lot of question marks.
Something that benefits the community, obviously. And I know there are people still who are like, only 700. And my first reaction was, that seems like a really low number, considering the number of $2 billion was thrown out a couple of weeks ago, at least. They were talking about that could be, or that could ultimately be the penalty. But this could be tied up in courts for another, I mean, who knows how many years. So it probably is better to take the money and run. I'm with you. I don't know how it's going to get spent. I'm just pretty positive there will be a lot of bickering over the next several weeks. I mean, that's all that's going to happen for sure.
I just keep thinking of what Charlie says. You want to know what $1 billion looks like? It looks like that unused runway at Lambert.
Yes.
That scares me. That's how easy it is to spend $1 billion.
Because to me, that sounds like a ton of money. Yeah. But then you think about how easy it is for any governmental body to just poof and it's gone. So if we just had stories in the news this morning that they're finally starting to talk about how to roll out the mayor's plan to give people $500 checks. How long have we been talking about that? So if you were on the edge there of really needing some money for that $500, you've probably tipped over the edge by now because that was 6 months ago.
Right. And the whole point of the $500 checks was an urgent need.
Right.
We have to allot the $500 to the 10,000 neediest people in St. Louis, which, by the way, how in the world do you decide who is the 10,000, who are the 10,000 neediest people? And I think if they are the neediest, $500 isn't going to get them very far. I'm sure it's better than nothing. But nope, no urgency there.
And I heard from an old friend of mine. I used to be a client. She had moved to Florida, but she's back. And she had messaged me that her husband, who is not in the best of health and has dementia, he collapsed and they're alone, right? Just she's trying to figure out like how to get him to their car. She's calling 911. They called an ambulance. 90 minutes later, they're still sitting there. No ambulance. They're calling the dispatcher back. They're getting waiting, you know, they're on hold. That's so messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, if we could invest money just hiring more dispatchers.
And pay them more.
Yeah. I don't know. It could go in so many directions, and yet,
It's already a helpless situation she's in.
Right.
And when you're in that situation, and I know personally, you know, my family's gone through stuff like that. And when you do have the opportunity to reach out for help, but it's not there, it's already bad enough as it is. That you're watching somebody go through what your friend's husband is going through. And then to not get the help when you need it in the moment is got to be terrifying.
Then you're all alone. What are you supposed to do? I know, it is really awful. So just one more thing we need to rectify. But we need to take a break first. And when we come back, we're going to talk about something that has been rectified for females in jail. We'll talk about that in round 3 of OT.
This is Overtime
on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It is 8:53. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Chris Ranji and Amy Marks Kors. Okay, this is a topic that I think might surprise a lot of women because it surprises everyone when they hear this. But when people are checked into the Clay County Detention Center, they have to pay an intake fee of $8, but feminine hygiene products will cost extra. If women didn't have the money to pay, that amount would be marked as a debt that they owe the jail. So if you can't pay for your feminine hygiene products in jail, I guess you're just tough luck. But a few months ago, that extra fee was eliminated, and jails across Missouri are now being issued payments to reimburse them the purchase of feminine hygiene products. I'm pretty sure this was the case in Missouri State prisons, too, if I'm not mistaken, that women had to buy their own feminine hygiene products from the commissary. A provision signed into law mandates that those products now be provided to women at no cost. It seems unfair to start with you, Chris, but I'm starting with you. Thoughts?
Why are you doing this to me?
I don't know. Doesn't that seem unfair?
I have to answer for my gender now?
What do you have to say for yourself?
Here's what I'll have to say. Some of us are really terrible. And when men typically make these decisions, these are things they're not thinking about. And there's no empathy when it comes to, oh, what's it going to be like for a woman who's in jail? What are the things she needs? But I would imagine if more women are making those decisions, that's the kind of detail that's not left out.
Yeah, as if a tampon is a perk.
Right.
You're lucky to have
it. It's a luxury.
A luxury. Yeah, you don't really need that.
Ladies, I'm sorry. I don't know why it's like this. I think it is just because you have people who are not thinking outside their bubble.
Yeah, this blows my mind that this is just now happening. I would have thought...
In 2021.
I would have thought that these products were provided because these women are in prison. They have no choice. So then you're telling them, oh, yes, now you have to pay for these products as if it's a luxury and then go into debt because you're paying for these products.
Or perhaps it's just a way to further punish them.
Yeah. I mean, again, and I don't know if it is something that was meant to be to punish them more or just a complete oversight because it was, you know, men making these decisions. So they're not thinking clearly. Because I do think if men had babies, we would have birth control free on every corner of every street in
America.
That's
100%.
I really do believe that's true.
No doubt. No doubt. If men had periods,
yes,
this kind of thing would have been taken care of a long time ago. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm sure it's not as if a woman hasn't suggested, you know, in this jail, gee, that's really unfair.
Yeah.
Oh, pipe down.
Well, at
lady.
Least they took care of it finally.
Yes.
Goodness.
I just was reading an interesting article. You know, the St. Louis Diaper Bank, they collect diapers because they also now collect feminine hygiene products because if you are, you know, barely scraping by, diapers and feminine hygiene products are super expensive. Yeah. And if you are on food stamps or getting federal aid, you can't buy diapers with that money. It's not food stampable.
Mm. Yeah.
And they're expensive. Mm. Anyone who's had a kid, I mean, it's an investment in diapers. So anyway, keep that in mind. All right. Here is What's on Tap. I'm turning to you, Amy, sponsored by ArcPoint Lab of St. Louis West.
Well, we've got one of our favorite doctors on, Dr. F. Perry Wilson of the Yale School of Medicine, to answer questions about Omicron, but specifically travel restrictions. Are they effective?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.